Well, Rich, when we saw you earlier in the week, you're obviously the horse of the colic, but my goodness me, he just keeps on giving and he delivered again tonight.
I don't know what to say. I'm as amazed as everybody else is because I've had a fairly long career, but I've just never been to this point with a horse before. So it's just take it day by day, jump by jump.
And talk me through your run. It was,
I thought my worst jump was my first jump. We were both a bit excited up in the turn there, and I kind of saw two options there to the first fence, and ended up kind of adding. And then after that, it was really quite smooth. Everything came up really the way I wanted, and he jumped like he always jumps.
And what did you sort of learn from the other riders who'd gone before? Because this course has been taking some jumping and mistakes, and easily get to find a mistake somewhere.
Yeah, obviously it's always an advantage in this type of event where it's scored table C to be later in the class. And fortunately, I was able to see some horses, some smaller horses with not the biggest strides, which is kind of flexibles type. And it just gave me kind of a good read on the best options for him. And then there was one place, actually, I changed my mind after watching. I thought after the lavender double for AB, I thought it'd be safer to stay wide and seven there because it was a long six. But the horses were getting that six quite easily, and I took them to the left side of B coming out of the double, and I was able to get there waiting in the six, so that was obviously quicker, one stride less.
Now you're leading the home challenge, the weight of expectation on your shoulders. You've done it before, winning this thing before, so how do you feel now, you and, well, particularly your horses, now going in after what you've ridden tonight?
Well, I'm obviously in a good position. I'm going to see how he feels tomorrow and, ride accordingly. I'm just going to take it jump by jump, class by class, and kind of forget about what happened today and focus on tomorrow.
He's a horse that just makes you proud, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know if proud is the right word. There is no word for it, how he makes me feel, that horse. It's amazing what he's done to my life, for my family, and it's incredible.
And how's this crowd?
The crowd, he loves crowds. He's always loved crowds. And when they lit up and gave him a big cheer there when he came in the ring, I think that took 4 or 5 years off his age right there.
Did it take 4 or 5 off yours?
Yeah, I felt like a kid out there, actually.
Well done tonight, Rich. Thank you.